Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, listening for his voice. This study covers Mark chapter 7 through 13 and is a continuation of the previous study, Jesus experiencing his touch. And that study covers Mark chapters 1 through 6. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to not only the last Bible study, but several others that I hope will be a blessing to you. And just so you know, you can find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, Loving God and Others, The Heart of True Faith, and Jesus Experiencing His Touch. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to carefully observe the text so that we can more effectively understand and interpret God's Word. And now, please open your Bibles and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you give us understanding and wisdom to apply your word. Also, Lord, help each of us to continue to turn our hearts towards you. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have your workbook, I'm going to begin on page 78, and we're going to study Mark 12, verses 18 through 27. If you don't have the workbook, please grab your Bibles. Again, we're looking at Mark 12, verses 18 through 27. In the observation section, it says to mark each reference to Jesus, of course, with a cross. We're going to draw a tombstone symbol, over every reference to the word dying. We're going to also look for the words resurrection and the phrase rising from the dead. And we're going to mark the word resurrection and the phrase rising from the dead with an upward arrow. Okay, so again, beginning in verse 18, some Sadducees who say that there is no resurrection came to Jesus, so mark resurrection, mark Jesus, and began questioning him, saying, mark him, teacher, mark teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, mark dies, and leaves behind a wife and leaves no child, his brother should marry the wife and raise up children to his brother. There were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died, leaving no children. So Mark died. The second one married her and died, leaving behind no children. Mark the word died. And the third likewise. And so all seven left no children. Last of all, the woman died also. Mark the word died. In the resurrection, so mark resurrection, when they rise again, so mark rise, which one's wife will she be? For all seven have married her. Jesus said to them, mark Jesus, is this not the reason you are mistaken, that you do not understand the scriptures or the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, so mark the word rise, also mark the word dead as well, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. Actually, for this verse here, you can just mark the phrase rise from the dead with an upward arrow. Moving on to verse 26, but regarding the fact that the dead rise again, so mark dead, mark rise, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the burning bush, how God spoke to him saying, I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead. So mark the word dead, but of the living, you are greatly mistaken. And I'm going to reread the text. And again, this is also your time to complete any markings. So again, Mark 12, verses 18 through 27. Some Sadducees who say that there is no resurrection came to Jesus and began questioning him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves behind a wife and leaves no child, his brother should marry the wife and raise up children to his brother. There were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died leaving no children. The second one married her and died leaving behind no children, and the third likewise. And so all seven left no children. Last of all, the woman died also. In the resurrection, when they rise again, which one's wife will she be? For all seven had married her." Jesus said to them, "Is this not the reason you are mistaken, that you do not understand the scriptures or the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But regarding the fact that the dead rise again, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the burning bush, how God spoke to him, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly mistaken." Okay. The first question pertaining to this passage says, what do you learn from marking the references to death and resurrection? Well, verse 18 tells us that the Sadducees said that there was no resurrection. Even though they did not believe that someone could be raised from the dead, they proceeded to ask Jesus a hypothetical question about that very topic. They began by referring, of course, to the teaching of Moses, which is what we saw in verse 19. So again, they were attempting to trap Jesus by asking him this question. Okay, moving on to the next question. According to Jesus in verse 24, what is the Sadducees' problem? It says here that Jesus said that they were mistaken, and clearly he said that they did not understand the scriptures or the power of God. Question number 3 says, where does Jesus take them to find the answer? What do you learn from verse 26? Well, we read in verse 26 that Jesus referred to the book of Moses in the passage about the burning bush, where God spoke to Moses saying, "I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob." Also in verse 27, Jesus says, "He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly mistaken." So the Lord pointed out that God told Moses that he was still the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Even though they had physically died, the point was that they were spiritually alive. And the next question says, what did you learn about heaven from Jesus' words in verse 25? It says, for when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. Okay. And the last question says, what lesson, if any, do you find for us in Jesus' words in this passage? I think one of the lessons surely is that the Lord desires that we all have an understanding of his word, an understanding of the Holy Scriptures and the power of God. So that means that it's really essential that we sincerely seek after the Lord with our whole heart, that we have a desire and we're very intentional about studying his word and submitting our whole lives to follow after him. So both his power and his word are truly transforming each one of us. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.